I'm Alan Watts, sitting in for Mike Feldhaus on this edition of Across Kentucky. The 11th class of the Kentucky Ag Leadership Program, led by UK Ag professors Dr. Will Snell and Dr. Steve Isaacs, will graduate in September. Dr. Snell says the program was started by Philip Morris 30 years ago.
Started the program back in the mid-1980s. At that time, Philip Morris was the only sponsor, but over time we've evolved where we've got nearing 200 different sponsors of the program.
He says each class features a unique combination of students from all parts of Kentucky and some select members from Tennessee.
We all learn from each other, big farmers, small farmers, part-time, full-time, grain versus tobacco versus hemp versus fruits and vegetables. So again, the diversification is, I think, a very big asset of this program.
Each class learns about all facets of agriculture at home and abroad.
We do leadership development training. We also like to get out in the state and visit farms and businesses and leaders within the community. We also, of course, spend about a week in Frankfurt. We do a week in D.C. We have a domestic trip that each class goes on, and this class went to Southern California. Obviously, a lot of issues there were related to labor and the weather issue, the drought. We were actually there in January when it began to rain and basically, relieved a lot of the drought conditions that Southern California has been experiencing.
Dr. Snell says each class chooses an international study trip, with the current class heading to Eastern Europe in the near future.
Sort of looking forward to our trip to Eastern Europe, where we'll be visiting with farmers and ag leaders and learn a lot about some of the changes going on in Europe, transition from central planned economies to free enterprise system, how that's evolved.
We'll have more in a moment.
How's everything taste tonight, folks?
Oh, that is excellent. Where was it raised?
As a chef, it's important to know where your food comes from. That's why we buy local and Kentucky-raised food.
My boys are the 10th generation to farm in Kentucky.
We take a lot of pride knowing that what I set on the table is a good product.
And we're proud of the products that we produce. You're getting an excellent quality product.
We believe in what we produce. We feed it to our own family, and we're happy to share it with your family. Kentucky Farm Families.
Feeding Kentucky, feeding the world.
Sponsored by the Kentucky Agricultural Development Fund.
Dr. Snell says they hope each class member comes away with a new perspective on agriculture.
To network with other people across the state to understand different viewpoints. I mean, when we go to Washington, D.C., we don't necessarily go to all organizations that maybe support agriculture.
He adds the 12th class will begin in 2018. For more information, search for Kentucky Ag Leadership online. I'm Alan Watts, sitting in for Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.